Okay, good morning, everybody. Hope you all had a nice break. So what we're going to do today is going to be it's a bit of a new topic, but it's also going to build heavily off what we saw in the first semester. So in case your vacation made you forget everything that we saw, this should bring back some of the topics. So when we talk about the bracha of Shechianu, right? Bracha Shechianu v'kimanu v'gyanu l'zman hazeh. So you could point to at least three different mechayvim, right? At least three different reasons why you would have to make a Shechianu in a particular instance. Okay, one instance comes up in the Gemara Menachos, Daf Ayin Heim Beis. The Gemara says, "I'm Rav Yosef. Mina Mina La D'Tanya Hayomi D'Makir Menachos B'Yishalayim." Okay, somebody is standing in Yishalayim, he's bringing karbanos. Omer Baruch Shechianu V'Kimanu. Okay, so he makes a brach of Shechianu. Why is he making a Shechianu in this case? He's bringing a mincha in Yishalayim.
It's unclear.
It's unclear, right? So what does Rashi say?
He's never brought a mincha.
Yeah. Right. Hayomer demakim menachas b'yishalayim kigon shelo hikriv kohen ze adayin mincha miyamav o shikir mincha chadasha. So then the kohen makes a shechianu. We're dealing with a case where this kohen never did this avodah before. It's first time performing it. If it's your first time performing a mitzvah, you make a shechianu. The rokeach, her blood are worms. So he also seems to have this interpretation of the Gemara in Menachos, although it's not as obvious as it is in Rashi. It's not as clear because it might just be nischanich lavodas hazman. It could just be a new year, and he makes a shechianu. But certainly the principle here is that if it's your first time performing a mitzvah, you should make a shechianu. Do you pass in this way?
The Ramah
does pass in this way. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya Simen Chav Ches Hilchos Shchita, the Shulchan Aruch says Chayav Levarach Kodem Sheichase. After you do Shchita before Kisui Hadam, so you have to make a bracha, right? Cover up the dam. Asher Kedshem Sosav Etzivanu Al Kisui Dam Be'afar Haga Misha Shachad Pam Harishon. Bit of a problem here. Pam Harishon.
It's probably not right the first time.
Pam Rishona. Pam is Nekeva. So Misha Shachar Pam Rishon, Nevarach Shechiano al Kisui, Havalo al Ashchita, Demazik Liberia. Okay, so if it's your first time doing Kisui Adam, so you're thinking too conceptually. If it's your first time doing Kisui Adam, so you make a Shechiano. So why don't you make a Shechiano on the Shchita? Because Mazik Liberia, right? It's not a good thing that's happening to the animal. It's being killed. But Kisui Adam, which doesn't have Mazik Liberius, then you can make a Shechianu. So it seems like the Ramah here is paskening that if you're performing mitzvah for the first time, Chinuch b'mitzvot requires Shechianu. Okay, now obviously as we'll see, right, this should beg the question for Kedushin. Right, take somebody who's getting married for their first time, right, Pam Rishona. So why don't they make a Shechianu on the performance of the mitzvah under the chuppah? And you probably haven't been to a wedding where they make a Shechianu on the wedding itself. Another reason why you'd make a Bircha Shechianu, independent of Chinuch, comes up in the Rambam, Perakid Aleph Halachates, Hilchos Brachos. What does the Rambam here say? When do you make a Shechianu?
Three different scenarios.
Rambam says any mitzvah which is Mizman Lizman, right, which you all know, you shofar. Sukkah, Lulav, Kriyas Megillah, Ner Chanukah, right? They come every year at the same time. V'chein kol mitzvah, mitzvah shi kinyan lo. Any mitzvah which is an acquisition, kiyon tzitzis, tefillin, mezuzah, makah, right? Anything that has a kinyan related to it, you can make a shechianu on it. V'chein, this is a category created by the Rambam. Mitzvah she'ena tedir ve'ena mitzuyah b'chol eis. Also, you have an infrequent mitzvah. It doesn't have kavua lo zman. It's not every year. It's not every Chanukah. It's not every Kriyas Megillah. But it's infrequent. Right? Because it's infrequent, so it's similar to this mitzvah, which is annual. Okay, so the Rambam's example here is Mila and Pidyon HaBen, because they're infrequent mitzvahs. Tosfos in Erevin, Amem Bis, seems to have this idea as well. Because Tosfos says that at least fundamentally you should make a Shechianu on a Bris Mila. The reason why you don't, Tosos quotes from Tosos Shantz, why don't you? According to this Tosos, Rachel?
I didn't see it.
Can't see it. Anybody see it? Matt, you see it?
It's
No, sir.
Didn't hear it in Englewood?
No.
I don't think I said it there. So. Matthew. What?
It's not my name.
Matt.
I did not see it, but I can take a look at it right now.
It's in the brackets.
Yeah, I see. Should I read it, or?
No, it's okay. I'll... It could just be the last two words of the quote. Tzar Dianuka. Right, because the child's in pain, so we don't make a Shechianu. A similar idea to Mazik Liberia that you saw by Shechita. So the Tosis here seems to be acknowledging, he's conceding the point to the Rambam. If you have an infrequent mitzvah, you should make a Shechianu. However, because of an external consideration of Tzar Dianuka, pain of the baby, so we're not going to make it. But in principle, he acknowledges that there should be a Shechianu here. Where's the Rambam's source? So I didn't put it on here, but the tshuva of the Rambam, which I think was on the original long list of Makoros that I sent out. So the Rambam in tshuva says that his source is the Gemara Menachos, actually. Well, Rashi interpreted as the source for Chinuch, the mitzvahs for Shechianu. The Rambam says, no, you see, if a Kohen is bringing up a Karban, and he hasn't done it, you know, in a while, so it's an infrequent mitzvah, and an infrequent mitzvah requires Shechianu. Okay, so his source for this category is Rashi's source for the Chinuch category. Even though the Rambam himself doesn't have any chinuch category. So you're just an infrequent mitzvah. You might say if it's an infrequent mitzvah, kol shekein v'kal v'chomer, if it's your first time ever performing the mitzvah. But it's not obvious in the Rambam. So, if Mila and Pidgin HaBen get a Shechianu, what else should also get a Shechianu? Right? Kedushin. Yeah. Right? It's infrequent. Simcha. So it seems like it also should have a Shechianu. A third reason why you'd have to make a Shechianu, the Mishnah in Brachos on Daf Nundalit Amin Aleph. Okay, so the Mishnah says, Bana Bayis Chadash, V'kana Kelim Chadashim, you build a new house, you acquire new clothing, Omer Bar Shechianu V'kimanu V'genu Azman Azeh. Right, so if you buy something new, so that requires a Shechianu. Rambam quotes it, Rambam says, quotes the Mishnah, and Rambam also adds on that any mitzvah, which is a Kinyan law, right, like Tfilin, Tzitzis, right, a mitzvah that is a kinyan will also require a Shechianu. And in the tshuva, the Rambam says, it's a kal v'chomer from this halacha. Right, if a non-mitzvah, like a bayis and kelim chadashim, requires a Shechianu, then a fortiori, a mitzvah which is a kinyan is going to require a Shechianu. Okay, so you could argue that kiddushin, which is construed as a kinyan, right, isha niknes begimel drachim, right, so here at least the husband, say maybe not the woman, right, because she's being nikneh, but you could say that at least the husband should have to make the Shechianu, because it's a mitzvah, shehi kinyan law. Okay? So you at least have three, it seems like you have three sufficient reasons here why you should have to make a Shechianu at a kiddushin, either chinuch if it's the first time, or because it's an infrequent mitzvah, or because it's a mitzvah, shehi kinyan law. And yet we don't find a Shechianu here.
How does the Rambam answer the fact that mitzvah is lavlando smitch, so you can't really make a kal v'chomer from the
gadim? Well, it may not be lehanos, it could just be the simcha. Right, even if it's not, they're not like intended for benefit, there's definitely like I think a simcha that accompanies it. I don't think the Shechianu goes on the Hana per se. It seems like it. Okay? So the first person to raise this question that I know of is the Ma'arik. Who's the Ma'arik? He's the Ma'arik. It's trivially true that he's the Ma'arik. Now, Maram Shik is later. Maram Shik is a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer. 19th century. The Ma'arik is?
What?
It's questionable whether he's a region. He's borderline. Talking about, I think, the end of the 14th century. He's born in France, and he has to flee to Italy, to Western Italy, after the Jews are... What?
1420.
1420? There you go, 15th century. Well, he's born in France, and he leaves to Italy. I think his family is from Germany, because Cologne, or Josef Cologne, is German.
He's the
Sfarno's Rebbe in Italy, right? Because Sfarno's Italy, so. Okay. So Ma'arik in, I guess, 15th century, so he poses this question, and he says, you can look at the last line of the Tshuva Sim Kuf Chav Ches. He says, talking about Shechianu by Bittel Chametz, which is also questionable. Maybe over there you're destroying the Chametz, so you shouldn't make a Shechianu on it, because it's Mazik, Liberia. It says, Gam kein tzarech liyashev haminag shelo levarich al kedushe isha o nisueha. It's really a problem why no one has the minhag to make a Shechianu on Kedushin or Nisuin. So notice already he's pointing out that you have two different stages which should require a Shechianu, either the Kedushin or the Nisuin. Right? So we kind of just doubled the question. Right? Either one of these things should require b'shach yanu. The Shach, in his comments to Yardea, Simon Kafchas, which is where the Ramah paskin that you make a Shach Yanu on Kisui Hadam. So the Shach tackles this question. And you can just look here at the bolded section. He's worried about Chinuch, the Mechayev of Chinuch. And he says, V'atzarach yil mefi zeh. Amai lo mevarchim betzitzis v'tfilim v'shar mitzvos. Shem ischanchin behu. Right, when's the last time you saw a guy puts on tefillin for his bar mitzvah or tzitzis for the first time, or it's anytime you when you light candles for the first time, do you make a Shach Yanu? Yeah, we don't know. Nobody knows.
We pass them that you don't.
Right? We pass them that you don't. Okay. Yeah, okay. So no one seems to make a Shach Yanu on any of these things. And he says, V'chein, ein mevarachin Shach Yanu al kiddushe isha o nisuel, kamo shekasa marik. Okay, notice Marik didn't pose the question from the perspective of Chinuch, right? It's the first time doing a mitzvah. The Shach, right, commandeering the Marik, poses it as an issue of Chinuch, and he says, Karchach svirle, da filu b'mitzvah shem ischanchin ba, ein mevarchin shech yanu kol she'ein zmana kavua. So what's his restriction? Yeah, you need zmana kavua, right? So if it's your first time doing a mitzvah which has a fixed time for its performance, then you're going to make a Shach Yanu. This is very difficult, because the case in the Shulchan Aruch, which he's trying to explain, is a case of Kisui Adam, Shechita. Kisui Adam is not a Mizman Lizman. Right? There's no fixed time for Shechita. Right? So it's very difficult to say that's the governing principle here. That the governing principle is Man Lizman. The Gilyon Marsha, Reb Shlomo Eger, in the side of the Shulchan Aruch, he has Gilyon Marsha right here. So he also is bothered by this question. He suggests, "Eim nevarchin Shach Yanu al kiddushe isha." I could take a font here. Chai, you wanna read it?
"Eim nevarchin Shach Yanu al kiddushe isha al kiddushin isha margal hechsher mitzvah lo tiknu Shach Yanu v'arei imin da'ata la'va'ala al mishe'im yachol al-li v'inu mitzvah l'va'ata v'inu mitzvah l'kadesh."
In a word, what's his?
Yeah,
so he's arguing that Kedushin here is only a Hechsher Mitzvah for Peruvu. Okay? So he's not going to make a Shach Yanu on a Hechsher Mitzvah. Who's his Rishon that he points to demonstrate that Kedushin is only a Hechsher Mitzvah? Rambam Sefer Mitzvos. Right, is this persuasive? What?
It's so weird.
Why?
Because Rambam's fine.
Why are you at a different table? Yeah. They're like, Choshe said we'd be sorry for you for a Zimun or. Well, yeah, I mean, put it even just right. The Rambam says explicitly there's a mitzvah in the kiddushin, right? At least that yishab b'ksuv v'kiddushin, right? At least it seems that he's pointing to the kiddushin in the beginning of.
Relationship what he's talking about the kiddushin, like he's talking about
nisuin.
Nisuin.
Right. So it's kind of ironic that you point to the Rambam as the proof that there's no mitzvah in the kiddushin, when the Rambam himself tells you that least that yishab b'ksuv v'kiddushin is a mitzvah. It's hard to argue within the Rambam that Puravu is the Ikra Mitzvah, which is what he's doing. The Rambam himself counts them as two separate mitzvahs. Okay. But the Rabbi Shlomo Eger here wants to argue that you don't make a Shach Yanu because it's only a Hechsher Mitzvah.
What about like Yerushalmi talks about like, making a bracha on... Asiyasa
Mitzvah?
Yeah, Asiyasa Mitzvah, like Lulav
Sabah,
which is
a Mitzvah. Oh, so you want to say that maybe according to Yerushalmi you should have to make a bracha on the Asiyasa HaKidushin? But that's like the Asiyasa Mitzvah?
Even if it is Hechsher Mitzvah,
the Bavli says he makes man on a siyata. So
yeah, even the Bavli Menachos has that. That you make a Shach Yanu on the siya. You just don't make the Birchta Mitzvah on the siya.
Yeah, I think
that
might be a little more complicated.
But
it seems to indicate that there is a Bracha
Shach Yanu, even on a Hashem Mitzvah. It could be. It depends whether you think that the...
Is that the Hashem Mitzvah or not?
No, I think it depends whether you think that... the irisin here would be the Asiyas HaMitzvah. I thought, you know, one night I was working through, I was learning Hilchos Tefillin over vacation, and it was late at night, and I was working on how come you, this child, whether you make a bracha on the Gemara Asiyah of the Batim. You just finished making the Tefillin, do you make a bracha on it? And it occurred to me then that the principle is al Asiyas HaMitzvah. Right, on Asiyas HaMitzvah, you make a Shachiyanu, because the Cheftish HaMitzvah is complete. So a lot of Rishonim use that same terminology for Kishin and Nisuin. Gemara mitzvah, asiyasa gemara mitzvasa. So I thought then that maybe, like, the kedushin is the asiyas hamitzvah, like it's like making the cheftza, the cheftza shel mitzvah that's going to be used at the nisuin. Like it's like the completion of the object that's just not put into use yet. So I was very excited by this idea, and I sent somebody like, oh, it's a big chiddush. Remind me to tell you tomorrow. It was like early in the morning. And the next day, he's like, so what was your thing? So I told him, I didn't, like, oh, that's what you sent me an email at 2:30 in the morning? So I wasn't as excited about it afterwards because nobody liked the idea. But, all right. What? It was Ellie Weiss, I think. It was very unenthusiastic about it. But anyway, so that's the suggestion of the Marsha. So I don't know, maybe that would depend on what you're asking. But Tzvir's Kalisher, and also his Gilyonos to the Shulchan Aruch here and the Tzvila Tzadik. So he also wants to take a stab at this question. And he says, I'll just read it to you from the side of the Shulchan Aruch. V'li nire, kiven she tefillin mischani chadim ba'odo katan, kedamina besukka, v'chein b'tzitzis, v'im kein, ich itaknu chazal l'katan she yivarach shechiyanu, v'achar kach kishe yagdil kvar nischani. What's his argument? He's like, look, most people start performing mitzvahs when they're ketanim, or ketanos. So you can't make a bracha shechiyanu when you're a katan, because you're not really bar chiyuva or bas chiyuva. Then once you become a gadol, it's already too late, because you already started doing the mitzvah when you're a katan. Right? So that would help you for these other questions that the shach has, like tefillin and tzitzis, which you perform as a katan. It's not going to help you for a kiddushin. Right? There's no quasi-kiddushin that you did before you were a gadol. Right, your kiddushin of standing under the chuppah at least the first time is the chinuch in the mitzvah. Right, so maybe his suggestion will solve tzitzis and tefillin, but it won't solve the problem of kiddushin.
You could say the possibility of kiddushin katan
is already being involved in the mitzvah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's hard to say that because I don't think he's saying that the possibility of wearing tefillin as a katan precludes your shechiyanu when you're gadol. It's just if lemaisa you wore tefillin. So yeah, if lemaisa you were, you know, niskadeshes or niskadesh or your makadesh when you're a katan, then fine. But it's...
should it be the same thing by like kisui dam? The first time you actually do shechita, like you're not training. You're not
well, maybe doing well, that's fine. But let's assume that the first time you're doing it is you're actually doing it. Yeah.
Is that allowed?
Yeah. The Rekech takes a stab at it also. So Rekech again is an early Rishon from the Bali Tosfos. So anybody, top of page 3, see how good you are. If anybody can figure out what the Rukeach here is trying to say.
Like how it would apply to Kiddushin?
He is trying to, it's amazing, right? He doesn't even tell you that he's implicitly asking how it applies to Kiddushin. Maybe he's actually the first person to deal with this question before the Marit. How do I know that?
And that's someone he's like giving general laws.
About Shechiyanu.
Yeah,
but look what he says. Abayis chadash v'akilim chadashim, aminam perika roe, amar Shechiyanu, shakiyim mitzvah osam mishum hanoa hu ba'atzum mivarich, v'lo la'achirim, hilkach eno mivarich zman, al davar shehu biyud. Right, you don't make a shechiyon on something that requires 10 people. Kedisa paragalaf tiksuvis. What's in paragalaf tiksuvis? Not this principle. Go through the whole first parak. There's no principle of not making a shechiyon on 10 people. Yeah, the din that birchas chasanim is ba'asara. Right? It's amazing, right? You just have to know what he's talking about here. That's all he says. Al davar shehu ba'asara kedisa paragalaf tiksuvis. As if you should know that the only thing that's ba'asara in the first parak of tiksuvis is birchas chasanim ba'asara. Right, and then he says, "Uve Megillah Perak Hakoreis on Megillah Mafreya, Me'achar Shiba Sifas Am Ein Chayav on Levarich." So implicitly, he's asking, Why don't you make a Shachyanu Akedushin? Which Mechayiv of Shachyanu is he worried about here? He is worried about it. He is talking about Nesu'in in his answer, but what's the... We give three different Mechayivim, three sufficient Mechayivim why you should make a Shachyanu Akedushin Nesu'in. Which one is he invoking here?
Kenyan.
Which one?
Kenyan.
Excellent. Right, he's talking about Kana Bayas, Bana Bayas Chadash or Kana Kelim Chadashim. So he's worried about it from the Kenyan angle. Right, the Shach was worried about it from the Chinuch angle. What's his answer? It's Basara. Anything that's in public is not going to require Shachyanu. Where does he get that idea from? So I want to point out that he's taking a Gemara in Brachos, Dafnan Dalit, where the Gemara says that Al Shelo Bashel Achirim, you make Hatova Meitiv. Right, if it's your own Simcha, you make a Shachyanu. If it's a shared Simcha, you make a Hatova Meitiv. I say maybe that's what the Rokeach is invoking here. But the problem is, okay, so it seems like he's arguing that a wedding, which is Basara, is Al Shalova Shalachirim. Okay, so I find that very surprising. Matt, why is that? Why is that surprising? You think a wedding, vis-a-vis the Chasan and the Kala, is considered Al Shalahem V'Shalachirim because you need 10 people there for the Chuppah?
I mean, the wedding itself. Not really, that's why it's surprising.
Right, you should assume that the I guess the protagonists here, right, are the chasan and the kala, and the asara are just right. Necessary conditions for the ceremony. But not that the simchas achasana is chal right, equally on exactly. All 10 people.
Right. Right. Just like a parent would make a shachyanu if the spouse is deceased on the child.
I mean that it's
only simcha for them, but they don't have to worry that it's a simple
for the other people
for
around.
Yeah.
So we're going to come back to this. This is a very interesting idea here. It's embedded in the argument of the Rokeach. But what's the status of the Asara, or the people who are at the wedding?
So you can say some of the stuff later on, I guess, in the second paragraph, that you have to be Sameach plus in the college, maybe that itself is part. Like when Gemara there is talking about that itself.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Maybe part of this, what's this part of the chiva of Sameach Chas and Vekala?
Right.
It's more internal to the wedding
right.
than just like props or something. I'm really going to argue for the sugi of Shoshvinin. We'll see. Shoshvinin is very interesting prop. It comes from Gemara Sukkah. That Shoshvinin and Chol B'nei Chuppah are pturin from Sukkah for all 7 days. So we'll see that. But that seems to be the idea of the Rokeach here. And people are bothered by it. I mean, how do these 10 people become part of the actual chasana when they just seem ancillary? So that's the suggestion of the Rokeach. It seems to beg the question, at least you should have to make Hatova Meitiv. And no one's been to a wedding where they make Hatova Meitiv. Right? So we're back to our point of origin. The Chassam Sofer in Tshuvos Chelek Aleph Siman and Hey. Did we discuss this Chassam Sofer here in the past?
Yeah,
I think
it's
really good for a
fish.
What? Really good for a fish. Not now. Right?
That what? Yeah,
that
probably
not
is.
Not so good for a fish.
I mean, that it's not Bidei Shemayim. Yeah. As this Chassam Sofer. I think I remember we discussed this briefly for something. So the Chassam Sofer here is bothered by Marik's question, why not make a Shachyanu? And he suggests, if you look in the second paragraph here, V'ulai yesh lomar, kis simla chadash v'lo mitayme, I'll tell you what the simla chadash says in a second. Giyanu mevarchen l'kadosh baruch hu, shegiyanu l'zman hazeh liknos kli chadash, zeh, Ole honos mi pri chadash, umi kol shekein bekdusha zman atzmo kirigalim, kadome. Va kol tole ba kodesh baruch hu, atzmo hu yaz vehu meif, umi yefir. So he says the only time you're going to make a shachyanu is when it's kol kulo bidei shemayim. Right? Hashem determines the entire thing. So like when Sukkot comes around and you're like, thank God I made it to celebrate another Sukkot, that's purely bidei shemayim. Right? Because I guess the Rabbeinu Shalom, brought about the new Yom Tov. Mechadesh kol yom tuva maisi breishis. It's bidei adam, a marriage, and if the Bnei Shalom didn't want it to happen, there's nothing he could do about it. How does that make you feel? It's all biyadi. Kochi beotzem yadi yasali esachay elaza. So the Chassam Sofer seems to be making that argument, and he says, "Masha enkin kedushin minestuin." At the very end, "Afagav deviyata kadosh baruch hu lahazmin lo shem isha acheres mikamakom ein levarach shechianu al zivo guf ze kein nirlan yastaiti." Okay? So he says, even though like a Kodesh Baruch Hu could have like, you know, made him meet some other woman, at the end of the day it's not determined by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's why you don't make a Shachiyano. Shachiyano is when it's up to him. If it's not up to him, then you're not gonna make a bracha. So I think we pointed out last time it's very counterintuitive. Right? Usually you assume, he even points to the Gemara in Sota about Vaskol coming out Arba Yom Kodem Yetzirah Savlad. This is very surprising. So if the Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to have this house, then you will have this house, regardless
the same
of...
The same way that
you said... The Ribbono Shel Olam always abstains from who you marry, but he has invested interest in your...
So he told you to
real
pick that apple, not the other apple?
Yeah, that's kind of the idea. Exactly. If the Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to have this apple, you will have it regardless of whatever you do. If the Ribbono Shel Olam never gets involved in who you're going to marry, or he never determines who you're going to marry... Buying apples and real estate, right? I think it's very surprising. I think most people read this some so far and they say, "Wow, it's, you know, tzarchi." And usually we assume the inverse. Okay, so that's the some so far suggestion. The tvu ashor, sima chadasha, commentary on Yoredeya. So he suggests that the reason why I don't make a shachyenu on kedushin and nisuin. Because maybe the woman will refuse. As you're there, you're standing under the chuppah, and you say, you know, you make a bracha, and then you make a shachyanu, and he says, you know, it might be a bracha vatala. Okay? You can see the...
Are you going to say it afterwards?
Yes, it's very problematic, because A, why can't you say the shachyanu afterwards? Second, we paskin that you make the brach brichas ha'irisin before, right? We make the brichas ha'irisin over lasiyasan. Okay, we were not worried about the ravid's issue that maybe the woman will demur. Right, so clearly we're not choshesh for rejection, so we're not choshesh for the brichas ha'mitzvah. Why would you be choshesh for it for a brichas shechianu? And even if you are choshesh, to make the shechianu afterwards, there's no din of over lasiyasan li kuva for a brichas shechianu, right? So it's very hard to suggest, to take the suggestion of the Sima Chadasha. We have one final approach that's suggested in the Achronim. Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Gilyon HaShas in Ksuvis Chesem Beis. So you can see he's also bothered by the question from the perspective of Kana Kelim Chadashim or Bana Bayis Chadash from the acquisition side of things. Second to last source on page 3. So how do you go achronim, ayin rokeach, etc., etc.? So he says, and we could skip now to the fourth to last line. Ve'ayin shud hichos kitanos, v'zeh l'shono, nimtza b'kisvei haribotin, she'ano se isha yachol omar shechianu. Right? After hearing all the suggestions as to why you shouldn't make a shechianu, right? Seems like there really is no good reason not to. So he says, yeah, maybe we should make a shechianu at Kedushin. Okay. Uchishashalu espi arava or shraga. So Amar Hailahem Lishalom Yomar Dainu Ames. I said, they came to me and said, why don't we make a shechianu at weddings? Because you're asking about shechianu, you should really ask me, why don't we make a baruch dain ames at weddings? I come lishono. So Beis Yosef Engel says, wow, what does he mean? What's his interpretation of the Or Shraga's sarcastic response?
This might be the worst decision you ever made. It might not.
Right, you don't know. Right? It's a suffix. The Gemara says suffix matza isha matza tov. And it's a suffix, motza anira marmi mavis, as a isha. Right? Two psukim that have seemed to have opposite views on the marriage. So he said, okay, so the chasson standing here, he's under the chuppah, and everyone's excited, mesameach chasson makala. But he said, look, you know, dig a little deeper, and it's a moment of uncertainty. Right? Who knows what the future has in store? As bad as this is good. We're just trying to, you know, reinforce the conviction of getting engaged in. So that's the suggestion of the Or Shraga. What do you think? What do you think of the suggestion? Ayala, what do you think of the suggestion? Are you in agreement? Sounds pretty good, right? You don't know, so you can make a shechianu. It's a moment of suffix. It's a moment of uncertainty.
Yeah, especially since you made the grand chanukah beforehand.
But no, what? Is this a good enough justification to not make a shechianu? Is the fact that there's a suffix here about whether the wedding will turn out well or not? Do you think that's a good reason to not make a shechianu? What?
50% divorce rate in America. You probably knew about that. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's good.
Good?
No.
No. Because then you have to justify your position.
Because
you're taking on the Or Shraga.
That's
a good question. I think it's like I looked this up. I feel like I thought it was maybe 18th century. You can check it out. I think I checked it and I couldn't find anything on it. Really, let me know. What? He's what?
He's like
800s? Where were we? Poland or?
Either not.
I swear to you.
He's a Mikubal.
Yeah.
Wait, who is it?
He's a Sfardi Rav from the 1800s.
Yeah,
Persia.
I think it makes very much sense because.
Don't think it makes. So you're in agreement with Ayala.
Yeah, because you can have a suffix in the other case with Shechianu as well.
To be sure. Right.
Right, and then like, you know, let's say first night of Hanukkah, exactly. But house can end up having major leaks, or Hanukkah candles can like end up burning down the building. Right.
You still don't mitzvah though.
Right, but the mitzvah,
right,
but the mitzvah there seems
exactly.
to be
right. Exactly. So it's a statement about the nature of the mitzvah of Kiddushin or Nisuin here, right? And it's a major statement saying that it's not like it's not just that first moment. It's like forever.
Mm-hmm.
Where, but at the same time, but if you go by that logic, I still think the case of buying a house should be similar.
Yeah, it's like you're not sure. It's a moment of uncertainty.
Right, because if Kiddushin or Nisuin is a moment of uncertainty, I think buying a new house should be as well.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say common candles is more or less question.
Okay, you're saying real estate investments put you on edge also.
Yeah, totally.
I don't like this answer because I think it's missing like the essence of what Shalchan is about. Shalchan v'kimana v'yem l'zman hazeh. You're thanking God for the past. And it's not a forward-looking bracha at all.
Okay, so you want to say right now, we're standing at the wedding. And did Chos and the Kala look, you know, anxious, right? Did they look on edge?
Maybe.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the way. Sometimes
sometimes
they have.
What? They're not nervous at all.
I was very on edge at my wedding, but only because the chuppah took forever.
Mm-hmm.
Speeches. We had a chazan who sang. It was really a disaster. You know, you try to make people happy, and then, you know, a picture of, like, you know, was glaring edge, like, I think my wife's like, I can't believe we're sitting through this whole thing. But, so sometimes you're on edge, but it wasn't because of the, you know, it wasn't because of the wedding itself. Yeah, so you're saying, well, right now at this point in time,
there's extreme simcha, but and you're thanking God for the fact that you were reached this moment.
Or to put it differently, but in a similar spirit, what bracha is the last of the Sheva brachos under the wedding? Shasim Chamono. Well, you don't make it under the chuppah, but you make it at Pirch Samazon. Shasim Chamono. Right? Simcha Mono is a bracha on Simcha. Right? So clearly there's a bracha expressing the Simcha at the wedding. So you'll say that, you know, okay, it's a suffix about what's going to happen later on. Who cares? Right? The Yachanim say, B'shas Chedva Chedva. At a moment of Simcha, there is Simcha now. So make a bracha on the Simcha that's occurring now. Right? Why are you all of a sudden worried about these future events that may take a different course. Right now, there's simcha.
I think it's objectively, right, there is simcha. I don't think you argue that weddings are not objectively, you know, happy occasions. But I think from a subjective perspective of the Chasam and Kala, it could be that they are very nervous and they are very stupid in a way that, like, a lot more palpable than buying a new house. It's much
but are they nervous under the chuppah?
Like, I ain't married, so I can't tell you.
Right.
No.
good at Satmar wedding.
But like from I understand.
Yeah, so
it's
maybe
that's
something. Maybe if you're in, you know, if you're in.
I would be a little bit nervous.
Yeah, yeah. I guess like if like you're in a Fiddler on a Roof scenario, right? And you're like you're stuck. You have to marry the butcher or something like that, and you know you don't want to. And then I could see the. But I guess you know in general is that an assumption that at a wedding there's not simcha? They're not. I don't see it that way.
No assumption of will it exist beforehand.
Maybe, but
it's a big commitment.
B'shas chedva chedva. Right, it's a b'shas chedva chedva. Yeah, but I think you make the commitment assuming that that it's going to work out well.
Yeah, right? But you're still nervous about it. You still can see it.
Maybe. Possible. And you think that you'd still make the simcha mono then?
No, I think simcha mono has to be objectively about the simcha of the wedding. Or simcha mono is also about the participants, not only about the husband come.
Okay. So we'll see. I'm going to make a suggestion, but these are different ideas that are advanced here to explain why there's no Shechianu. The Pitzchei Tshuva in Evan Ezer Samech Gimel Vav, bottom of page 3. So he quotes the Chida, who quotes the Moruk Tzia. Who's the Moruk Tzia? Moruk Tzia is Yaakov Emdin. Okay, so Yaakov Emdin in his parish in Aruch Chaim. So he writes Im Haguna Hi V'Chaviva Lo. Right. Okay. So if it's a woman who's appropriate for him and he's Chaviva Hilo, he's affectionate. So Yivarech Shechianu. Right, stop. So if you're confident, right, so then you should make a Shechianu. The Kasavala Vili Yira the Yivarech below Shemu Malchus. But here's the reticence that maybe you shouldn't use Shemu Malchus because, you know, all the Rishonim seem to assume that you shouldn't be making a Shechianu. So he's like, maybe you should, but we'll have some compromise and make the brach without Shemu Malchus. We saw this with Birchas Besulin. Where the Gemara didn't have it, some Rishonim had it, so we'd make the bracha without the Shem Malchus. Top of page 4. So you have the Piskei Rav Victor at Tzarfat and Bali Tosos Parshas Kiseitze. So, I had written up a piece on this topic, and then I sent it to my father, and then after the summer, when I sent it to him, he's like, oh. You know, I found this, I came across this Piskei Rav Victor at Tzarfat in Bali Tosos, where he just happens to say explicitly that you do make a Shechianu on Kedushin. It's a pretty good find. Right? It's just Rav Victor at Tzarfat, I think, is the late Kufa of the Rishonim. It's got to be like somewhere in the 13th century. So he just assumes it's Dabar Pasha. He's not even engaged in the question. It seems like he doesn't even know there's controversy about it. It says, Pirish Kedushin Kigach Ishisha, Psak Zu, it's a Pasuk, I think. Mitzvahs asay hi lekadosh isha. Hakol mitzvah osa tzarech levarich over lasiyasan. V'lachem pasach chasan yivarech kodem shekadosh isha samach lekidushev. Baruch ata Hashem akinim achlam shirak yitzhanim sosa v'tivan lekadosh isha v'shachiyanu. Right, you can just see he throws in the mesiach lefitumo. Right, it's like he doesn't even know there's controversy about it. Right, so I'm saying there is good. Right, some Rishonim assume it's never pashut that you should make a shachiyanu. Yaakov Emdin and the Chida, right? And you call off all the unpersuasive answers why you shouldn't say, okay, maybe you should make a Shechianu. So it seems like there really is an issue here. Why don't we make a Shechianu at Kedushin or Nisuin? Okay, that's what I want to tackle. Okay, so we saw why you should make Shechianus, at least 3 Mechayvim. Gave you a survey of what's been said as to why we actually don't. Some Achronim resist and say, hey, you should, but I want to try to present a solution, which I think is a little more persuasive as to why we're not going to make a Shechianu on Kedushin.
Yes, there are bigger Tzarfatis as far as based on the fact that you don't understand what Kedushin is. It's about the Kade, or it's not. And that's how you have Shechianu. If you understand the mitzvah itself, then that's a lot more important.
It's like it's a self-contained, right. Self-contained mitzvah, so it's...
Well, if you hold it like part of Nisilin or some part of Kuru even, then it's a lot more
complicated. But if you take the... Sima Chadasha, Techshash, that she'll say no. If you take the Chsam Sofer, that it's, you know, it's not Bidei Shemayim. Or if you take the Rabbi Yosef Engel, that it's a Shaila in the Safik, Matze Isha, Matze Tover, Motze Ra. So then all of those should equally apply to.
Yeah, okay, but
not the Star. Okay, right, so I'm saying it may be a function of it, but it's not sufficient to explain in and of itself that you should make a Shechianu because it's a self-contained mitzvah. Okay, so I'm going to make an argument here. It's going to build heavily off what we've seen until now, last semester. So I'll just go through it quickly. But I think the answer lies in the structure of the kinyane ha'ishos that are implemented, or how we affect the chalos ishos throughout the different stages of a marriage. So very, very quickly, you have kedushin and nisuin, right? And you have the kinyan kedushin, which is mechil the iser, and then you have nisuin, which creates the heter and knisa l'rishusa. And you have this range of views in the Rishonim. You know, how much is the kedushin itself contingent on the nisuin, which happens later? Right? It's not like you have these two different stages. It sounds like you have an interdependency where the kedushin is contingent on the nisuin. So in its most extreme form, you have the rush, right, who seems to say the kedushin itself is not a mitzvah bichlal, because right, everything that is dependent on, let's say, the puravu, which is going to happen later. But in Perek Aleph in Siman Yud Zayin, the Rosh quotes the position of Rabbeinu Yonah, that if you forgot to make the Birchas Erusin before the Erusin, so how long do you have to make it? So Yonah, you want to read it?
Middle?
Yeah. I start from Rabbeinu Nisim. Oh, you're going to start from the beginning. It's chiser. Good. So according to this view, if you make the birchas erusin beveis chasanim, and if you make the birchas kedushin at the chuppah, right, then that's bracha vatala, because the erusin itself is over. Go on. So very fascinating. Right here, we're saying that the Erusin is done, but you can still make the Birchas Erusin at the time of the Nisuin. Okay, so the Kedushin is still relevant at the Nisuin. And Rabbeinu Yonah. Right, so he says the analogy of the relationship between Kedushin and Nisuin is like kol zman shlo nisakel hamazon b'me'av. Right after you have a meal, you could bench so long as the food is still being digested. Right, so he's saying the erusin persists until the time of the nisuin. Right, it's still a relevant thing that you can make a bracha on. The Gon in his Perish Devin Ezer and Simla Medal Tzvikat Tess. So the Gon has it a little differently. See on top of page 5 for a second. Just last line, the second top source on page 5, second to last line. LLG Shlomar Kemosh Kasa of Tosos Paragimel Diksuka Gabi Lulav Kivin Shea Nanua Mina Mitzvah. So the Gras says that maybe the relationship between Kedushin and Nesuin is like the relationship between Mida Agbe Nafik Be and a Lulav, the picking up of the Lulav, and the Nanuim, right, the shaking of the Lulav in Halo. Right, Tosos has a position that you can make the Brichsa Mitzvah and Lulav over last Yasan until the Nanuim. So he says maybe that's the kedushin is like the beginning of the mitzvah, but the mitzvah persists until the time of the nisuin, right? Just like netilas lulav has duration throughout time. The Ramban in his Chidushim Tiksuvos Dav Zayin Beis, the Ramban says the reason why you don't make a birchas mitzvah on the kedushin, okay, you don't make asher kedushin mitzvah on the kadesh as a isha. The reason why you can't make that bracha is because that's only chatzi hamitzvah. Half the mitzvah takes place at the kedushin, the other half of the mitzvah takes place at the nisuin. So it's like one mitzvah that's split over two different points in time. Rav Ram ben Arambam also has this idea. Rav Ram ben Arambam says, if you look here in the second to last source on page 4, he says that kedushin, maybe like a second line in the Shut Birchas Avram, it's the Rambam's son. He says, when the Rambam says that the kiddushin is mitzvah sasei, because that's only the beginning of the mitzvah of nesuin. Okay, so kiddushin without nesuin, it's not like you did the mitzvah of kiddushin. So you haven't done the mitzvah until you do both kedushin and nesuin. Okay. So just by analyzing kedushin and nesuin, you see that there's already an extension. Right, the chalos is spread out over these two different stages. So you might say, that the reason why you can't make a Shechiyonu at the time of the Kiddushin is parallel to why the Rishonim say you can't make a Birch Mitzvah at the time of the Kiddushin. Right? Because the Kiddushin itself is contingent on the Nisuin. Right? Okay. Well, then why don't you make a Shechiyonu at the Nisuin? Right? It's fine. The Kiddushin is too early. Right? You haven't fulfilled the Mitzvah. What about the Nisuin? Maybe the Nisuin should be a sufficient Mechayiv. Well, so you might say that the Nisuin itself is not considered the Gemar HaDavar, right? It's not the finishing of the... It's not self-sufficient in and of itself. Let me just give you one more source by that. I forgot the Itter. The Itter has the Girsa. How do you finish the Bracha, the Birchas Erisin according to the Itter? How does our Birchas Erisin finish? Okay, what's the Chasima? The Mekadesh Yisrael, I dey chuppah vikidushin. Right, so everyone asked, why are you making a bracha on the... Why are you mentioning both chuppah and kiddushin? Yeah. So the Itter says the mistake. Really, it's I dey chuppah vikidushin. Right? At the time of the Erisin, you're making a bracha on the chuppah. I dey chuppah vikidushin, through the means of the kiddushin. According to the Itter, it turns out that at the time of the Erisin is purely a means to getting to the Nisuin. Right? The bracha on the Erisin is Aide Chuppa, Bikidushin. Right? So you're saying that the only purpose of the Kiddushin is as a means to get to the Nisuin, right? So it seems like the whole Chalos Kiddushin is forward looking towards the Nisuin. When you come to the Nisuin, you might argue similarly that the Nisuin itself is not self sufficient. We have the concept of kala b'lo bracha asur l'bayla kinida. Right? We say that kiddushin and nesuin without birchas chasanim is not a matir. Right? So the couple can't be intimate. They can't have yichud until they have the birchas chasanim. Rashi quotes it on k'sivis dafta, da zayinu beis. The reason why in Yehuda they would be miyachei the chasan is on page 5. They'd be miyachei the chasan and the kala and make... They'd be miyachei the chasan and the kala, but they would make the birchas chasanim already at the time of the erisin. Because you need the Birchas Chasanim, the Shavu Brachos, to be matir the Yichud. The Rambam in Ishas Parakid Alach Avav, the Rambam says that even in the case of a Chuppas Nida, so the Rambam says that you can't make the Birchas Chasanim. Okay? He says, Iris v'kanas l'chuppa v'lo birch Birchas Chasanim harizu nesu gemura. Ram says, if you did the Erisin and the Nisuin, so she's in the Nisua Gemura, but v'chozer mevarech afilu achar kama yamim. Okay, but you can make the Birchas Chasanim after several days. So let's say they got married on Sunday, they forgot to make the Birchas Chasanim, so they go home, and then they realize on Tuesday, oh, we didn't make the brachos, so what do we do? So Ram says, don't worry, you can still make them after several days. Okay? The Radvaz is very bothered by this. He says, how could that be? The Rambam paskins with respect to Birchas Erisin that if you didn't make the Birchas Erisin before the Kiddushin, you're done. You can never make the Birchas Erisin afterwards. And yet, for the Birchas Chasanim, the Rambam says that you can make them afilu achar kama yamim. So what's his solution? I think we saw this earlier in the year. Jeremy, remember his solution? The solution is very simple. He says, this must be a case of hainu shelo ba'aleha. Second line in the Radvaz. He says, look, you could have the Kiddushin, you could have the Nisuin, but there's no Heter Yichud. Right? There's no Heter Bia, they're not allowed to be intimate. So the Rambam is saying, you can make the Bracha, Afil Acher Kama Yamim, because the Birchas Chasanim is still over La Asiya of the Bia. Right? So he's saying that, you see that there are really three different stages here. Kiddushin, Nisuin, and Birchas Chasanim. We haven't all do them at the same time under the wedding. Right? But in terms of creating the Chalos Ishas, you need all these three different stages. So you might say, well, great. So you have these three things. So now you can make now you could say it's the Gemar HaDavar, right? You've created the issue. So now you can make the Shechiyonu, right? The mitzvah is done. But we saw also earlier in the year that a lot of Rishonim point to Bilas Mitzvah as part of the creation of the Chalos Ishus, right? The actual Bia Rishona. So the clearest source that we saw in this was Rashi on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, bottom of page 5. But Rashi seemed to maintain that the Shiva Simea Mishta, right, the Sheva Brachos that follow the wedding, right, so the Gemara says the Yom Tov Didav Didei, right, it has the status of a Yom Tov. So Rashi argued that it only has the status of a Yom Tov to be Docha Avelos if they had Bilas Mitzvah. Right? If they didn't have Bilas Mitzvah, then it's not sufficient to be Docha Avelos yet. The Bach argued in the opposite, argues actually, well, the Bnei Yeshua is Medayik from that Rashi, that maybe we shouldn't even start celebrating Shavuot Brachos until you know they had Bilas Mitzvah. Right? Because that's part of the creation of the Ishos. So the Bach actually argues in the exact opposite direction. And the Bach suggests here, top of page 6, that maybe you only make Shavuot Brachos until they had Bilas Mitzvah. Look here. Chazav HaRokeach. Tiv'yom sheni shel achar nesu'in, de'ein omrim sha'simcha b'mono, shuv einu nikra suda simcha, u'mutir la'ava lachal b'suda shel dagim. Right? So an Avel is not allowed to go to a Suda Shel Simcha. So the Rokeach maintained that an Avel is allowed to go to the Suda on the second day. Okay, it's not the first day of Shavuot Brachos, second day of Shavuot Brachos, yes. Why? Mevi'o beis Yosef v'agol Shulchan Aruch. Miu. B'leil Sheni. Afal pi d'nogin b'krakow. Shelo levarach sh'asimcha b'mono. Ein la'avel lecha b'oso Suda. D'lo dami l'yom Sheni. Shekvar bo'a b'ilach mishra. So he says, look. On the second night, because let's say they're married on Sunday, right? So he says, not sure how he breaks this down here exactly, but he says, look, if it's the night before they had Bilas Mitzvah, he says, so then an Avel could go, sorry, then an Avel cannot go to the wedding. Okay.
So you can ignore it.
We ignore it.
I'll go check what you think you want to go to. Normally, there's things.
What?
No. Normally, there's things. I'll go check that. Think you want to go to the
right. Okay, wait. We can wait 1 minute. What? Would they kick us out if it's.
Yeah, I think they'll kick us out if it's a real fire. There's windows here, so we can jump.
How do you find that? Okay.
It's not so far. The car is right there. We need to jump.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're good?
Okay. That was quick. So the... Were you able to hear the sirens?
Not
okay. So very simple. So he says, look, if it's before they had Bilas Mitzvah, okay, Shekvar Bo'a Bilas Mitzvah B'lal Sheni, Kfim Min Hagam, V'alcheinos in Suda Shel Dagim B'yom Sheni, Mishim Birchas Dagim, Tilkach Eino Nikra Suda Simcha, Kivan Shekvar Nigmuru HaNesu'in. He says, look, any Suda that happens after they had Bilas Mitzvah, that's no longer considered a Suda Mitzvah anymore. V'ein Omrim Lo Asher Barav Lo Sha Simcha B'mono. Very wild shita. We have Shavuot Brachos for 7 days, right, regardless of whether the couple had Bilas Mitzvah. The Bach argues that you only have Shavuot Brachos until they have Bilas Mitzvah. Why? Because once they have Bia Rishona, then the wedding's over. There's nothing else to talk about. It's past history. Okay, so the Pnei Yeshua argued the exact opposite. The Pnei Yeshua said, look, maybe since Rashi held that the Shivas Me'am Mishteh only go into effect with the Bilas Mitzvah, so you have to wait till Bilas Mitzvah to start counting Shavuot Brachos. Because that's when the wedding's in effect. The Bach says the opposite. Bach says that you could only make Shavuot Brachos until they have Bilas Mitzvah. Because otherwise the wedding's over. Okay, so what you see here is a very clear expression of it's not just that the Bilas Mitzvah is something that happens after the wedding, right? They're all assuming that it's part of the creation of the Ishus. This, of course, works nicely with what we saw earlier in the semester with that there's a Birchas Besulim, right? That's what the Rush quoted, that Tosas calls the Bilas Mitzvah a mitzvah, right? Because I dekach medavik ba. But for intents and for our purposes today, it's sufficient to demonstrate that the whole chalos of the Nesu'in is contingent in many respects on the Bi'ilah. But then you could push it even further. Right? It's not that now you have the Gemara Nesu'in Lagamri. Now we also saw that the Pruravu, right, the creation of a child, seemed to be a shear in the Ishus. Now we saw this very clearly in the Mordechai in Ksuvis and Kuflamid Beis. You may remember what the Mordechai argued. If Chana was here, she would know. remember? Yoni, you should know this also.
The order, no?
The order? No, not the order. That's different Mordecai.
That's the same one.
Yeah, maybe Matt would know. So the Mordechai said that he says you can't make a brach brichsa mitzvah on the kedushin. Why? Because ein asiyasa gemar mitzvasa. Oh, exactly. He says, you know, but then make it on the nesuin. Shekir shem v'tzivanu al nesuah yisha. He says you can't do that either. Why? Shema lo yizkul hibanos yachad. Right? Maybe they won't be able. Maybe they won't have peruvu. So here he's saying that the bracha on the nesuin itself is contingent on zachul hibanos yachad. Right, so it seems like the puravu, it's not like an independent mitzvah, right, but the puravu is going to determine whether or not you have a mitzvah at the time of the nesuin or the kedushin. Right, so we're saying that the mitzvah at the time of the nesuin is contingent on later puravu. We saw this also with Rachel's diuk in the Shiltos. You remember that, right?
Yeah.
Kustamechei. So the Shiltos said that you have a mitzvah of three parts, right? Leminsvei nashi. Lo lude bani, lo mekam peri bribia. Right, so you're saying that that's also part of the creation of Ishas. I saw a good tashbetz in chelik gimel simon kufayin tes. Right, we saw this in the ishto kegufo sugya. Right, what was the tashbetz asked? Don't think I don't know that you're searching tashbetz in your notes. Right. What was the so tashbetz asked about you know a woman who comes from a different community from her husband. So she has her own sedim and hagim. Her husband has his own sedim and hagim. And Shoah wanted to know, does the wife have to take on all the menhagim of the husband? Right? So what did the Tajbet say? He says, that's not even a moderately interesting question. Right? It's like everybody knows Ishto Kegufo, the woman takes on the menhagim of the husband. Pasnish that they should be sitting at the same table, you know, and she's eating her matzah, and he's eating his matzah, right? Different kinds. Because where does the interesting question come into play? After the husband dies. Right, so the husband dies, so then does she go back to her original menhagim, or does she retain the menhagim of the husband? Right? Meaning, does Ishto Kegufo apply lachar misa? What did he answer?
For kids.
So he said it depends on whether they have children. Right, if they have children, then we say Ishto Kegufo lachar misa. Right, it's almost like the Kenyan lingers a little bit, and she keeps the old menhagim. And if she doesn't, then she's chozer l'beis aviyah. Okay, so it also seemed to, you're saying that the puravu here is going to determine whether or not we'll say yishto kegufo after misa. So, I would argue that maybe the pattern here is that since the in order to implement the ishus, right, there are so many different stages. So you can see that the whole momentum of the chalos that's being created is not self-contained at the moment of any of these stages. Right, at the kedushin, you can't say shechiyonu v'kimanu l'zman hazeh, because it's just the beginning of the kedushin. At the nesuin, you can't make the bracha either, right, because it's still contingent on, you know, maybe birchas chasanim. Right, there's another stage that's required. At the Birchas Chasanim, it's still contingent on the Bilas Mitzvah. At the Bilas Mitzvah, it's still contingent on the Puruvu. It could be, if you analyze the Mechayiv of Shechianu, kind of like what Jeremy was suggesting earlier, that the Bracha itself is Shechianu v'kimanu v'gino l'zman hazeh. Right, the Bracha is only when you're dealing with a Chalos that is self-contained or self-sufficient at this point in time. Right, it's a backward, it's a retrospective bracha. Like, oh, thank you, we got to this point. Where this point is the telos. But if you have a mitzvah where the whole orientation, the whole momentum of the mitzvah is forward-looking, right, then you can't make a shechianu. Because a shechianu is a bracha that's retrospective, but if the chalos that you're trying to affect is something that's prospective, right, where it has all these other stages that have yet to come, then you can't make a shechianu on that kind of a mitzvah. You might even say that the puravu is not the end of the chalos ishus. For example, you have other mitzvahs that seem to say that it's still forward looking. You have, for example, the mitzvah of Shana Rishona, right? The psukim say, "Aki yigach ish isha chadasha," bottom of page 6, and Dvarim Chaf Dalet Hey, "Lo yetzei batzava, v'lo yavar alav l'chol davar, naki yad beis shana echas, v'simach es ishto asher lakach." Right? Mitzvah of Shana Rishona that he's, you know, supposed to celebrate with his wife, doesn't have to go out to, husband doesn't have to go out to battle. The Sefer HaChinuch, which we, I think we saw earlier in the year, Sefer HaChinuch says, yeah, because, you know, in order to fortify the marriage, in order to cement the marriage, right, it's necessary that the two individuals spend a year together, where misragel tivam biyachad, right, where they become used to each other. And Sefer HaChinuch even says that if, you know, a husband spends a whole year together with his wife, that there's no way that he's ever going to even entertain leaving her. Right? He's never going to entertain thoughts about any other woman. And he's saying that this is really a kiyum. Shana Rishona is a kiyum in fortifying the chalos ishus that's being created. Right? So you might say that that's also part of affecting the wedding. The Chidushei Ritva and the Iter both say, there's day in the Gemara that you should make shashimcha ma'ono throughout the entire first year. Right? So one of the birchas chasanim is made for a whole year. Shashimcha ma'ono. We don't pass in this way. He says, why would you make this bracha on the wedding for an entire year? That's because of the idea of Shana Rishona. Right? It's almost like it's the Shana Rishona is still part of creating the Ishus. Parallel to what I'm suggesting here about the structure of how the Ishus is created, and that's why you can't make a Shechianu, you find an analog in the concept of the Simcha of the Ishus that's created. Okay, so you find a lot of indications that we don't look at the chasana itself as like the culmination of the simcha. Right? It's only the beginning of the simcha that's forward looking. For example, you have a pasuk in Shir Hashirim in Perek Gimel Pasuk Yud Aleph, right? Pasuk says, "Tzen Arena Ben Elsin Melech Shlomo Ba'atarish Eitzel La'ima B'yom Chasunasa B'yom Simchas Liba." Pasuk pshat in this pasuk, "B'yom Chasunasa B'yom Simchas Liba," is. You think the Pasha Pshat is that they're separate?
No, I think they're the same.
Yeah, the simple reading is that they're the same, right? That the Yom Chasunaso is the Yom Simchas Libo, no? Who's with Jeremy?
It's like poetry, it's parallelism, it's the same thing.
I'm with Jeremy.
You're with Jeremy?
Yeah.
That the Yom Chasunaso and Yom Simchas Libo are two separate things? Okay, so the Mishnah...
Sounds like it's two separate things.
So you're probably thrown off because the Mishnah reads it as two separate things. So the Mishnah here in Tanis actually says... Right, the Mishnah is darshining the pasuk, and it says, "V'yom chasunasu zeh matan Torah, v'yom simchas libo zeh binyan beis hamikdash." Right, matan Torah and binyan beis hamikdash are clearly two separate points in time. The Meiri, however, in Ksuvas Daf Dalet, very well-known Meiri, he's trying to explain how shivas mea mishta could be docha velos, right? Especially if you hold that a velos yom rishon is doraisa. A lot of rishonim hold that the first day of a velos is doraisa. So he says, "Don't worry." Shivas mei mishta, top of page 8. Shivas mei chupa lechasun harehim etzlo kiregel gamur. V'chol she'iru avel besoch chasunasa afilu al av ve'im eino noeg avelos. Ad she'yavru shiva shel chasuna. Shreish simcha ksub behem. Ketichsiv kol sasam kol simcha. V'chein kimo she'yesh smach min ha'torah la'avelos yom rishon. Minichsiv achrisa ki omar. Kach yesh smach liyom rishon shel chasuna mi biyom chasunasa. He's saying, don't worry if there's a deraisa source for Avelos Yom Rishon, because also a deraisa source for Chasuna Yom Rishon, Yom Chasunasa, Yom Simchas Libo. So you see that there's Simcha on the first day. Right, so he's clearly reading the Pasuk as reflexive. Right? Yom Chasunasa is Yom Simchas Libo. Against the simple reading in the Gemara. The Orchos Chaim in Kedushin, so he says that the last bracha that we make he says it's a bracha it's a bakasha for the future. And you're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should give simcha to this couple. It's almost ironic at the time of the chasana you're asking for bracha of simcha for something that's gonna happen in the future. You're not making a bracha on the simcha that's happening right now. So I want to say this theme of the simcha being forward-looking at the time of the wedding parallels the actual structure of the different dinei ishus. Right? It parallels how the different stages of the chasana Well, point to the stage that's going to come afterwards. Okay. So you might find this idea in two other areas in halacha outside of Ishus, where if a chalos is, or a mitzvah, its whole orientation and momentum is pointing towards the future, that you wouldn't make a shechianu. So where else might you have this?
The rab said it by Sira Samar and
Hadith. Yeah, oh, did we speak about this?
No,
Hey, you just noticed? Yeah, so you might say that by Sfira Omer, that we don't make a Shechianu on counting down. Right? You make a bracha on Sfira. We don't make a Shechianu on any of the days that you count. Right? So the Rav apparently said that it's because, well, you know, the goal here is Shavuos. Right? So you're not going to make a Shechianu v'kimon al-zman hazeh if the, you know, the 10th day of Sfira is just really anticipating the 50th day. So you can't say Lazman Hazeh when the Iker is yet to happen. So that might be one parallel. Another parallel, I thought, could be Bris Milah. Right, we don't make a Shechion on Bris Milah. The Rishonim all try to figure out exactly why. Rambam says you do. Rambam Paskins that you do. The Rishonim try to figure out. If you look at the Hagolas Maimonios here in Hilchos Milah Gimel Gimel, in the bottom of page 8, so he gives like a whole range of reasons. Like, oh, maybe Tzara Dinuka, like we saw in Tosvos. Or Rabbeinu Simcha says it's because there are shuts in Behedya, right? Because there are other people involved in the Simcha, kind of like we saw in the. But then he said, what do you do about Meish Megatova Meitiv? The Ravya says, so the Rokeach here says, She'ein Mevarach She'echyan Lefisha Adayim Lo Yatza Atinok Mitoras Nefel, right? Because you don't know if the child's going to survive. So maybe you shouldn't make a Shechianu on it. So they give all these reasons, but you might say that the reason why you don't make a Shechianu on Bris Milah is because Bris Milah is also very forward-looking, right? So you say, you do the Bris, then you say, K'shem Shenichnas L'Bris, K'en Tikanes, you know, Torah L'Chubal Maisim Tovim, right? Where you see the Bris Milah not as necessarily Gemar HaDavar. What?
Not just like a nice cute thing to say.
Yeah. Right, so it could be that it's not really just a nice cute thing.
Getting
married. What?
Yeah, is there
any
other,
yeah. What? No, I don't think it means that it... No, can't tikanis l'torah l'chubal ma'isim tovim. You mean, okay, this is the initiation into Klal Yisrael, but that's not an end in and of itself, right? It's a means towards, you know, other things. Yeah, it's a little soft.
Mm-hmm.
I acknowledge that. What?
Do Gear make shakana?
Does Gear make a shakana on the Bris Milah?
No, on Gears.
I'm not sure.
There's also, you could make a clear distinction between Sfira HaOmer and these other pieces. Because Sfira HaOmer, at least you could say, okay, we're not going to say Bazman HaZeh because there's a defined point that we're trying to make, which is going to be, right, Shavuot in a few weeks from now. Whereas, like, especially if you take, remember we saw that that you don't fulfill Kruvim until your kids are Talmid Chachamim?
Yeah.
Right, so then there's, like, really no defined point because you could have a Talmid Chacham kid that turns a Rosh at age 80, right? So, like,
right.
There's never...
That's the Mechaiva of Laravat Hanach Yedachal.
What? That
has to be Marsa, because Boker Mieda is a Yichshar.
Right, so then you have to keep on. Right, but whatever.
Here there's no end per se.
No,
right, here there's no end.
No end, right, there's no end.
Right.
Same thing for Mila, right? If you're gonna take that stuff or whatever, then you never. It's a chuppa fine, but Mizim Tovim, right? That's your whole life.
So you're saying that's a reason to make a Shechianu? Or?
I mean, if you're gonna take the Rav's approach,
but no, because I would say that. I think the Rav's not saying that the Shechianu that you make on Shavuos is chal on the. On the
right.
Sfiras Omer.
But you just say,
and the Sfiras Omer itself is not a self-contained mitzvah.
Right. So you say it's not a self-contained mitzvah because it's a hashem mitzvah, but it's something to a clear end goal, right? So, but if it's not, if something else is a hashem.
Let's say it's a
hashem really
mitzvah.
Know.
Let's say I'm not even saying. So I don't want to say. Let me actually clarify what I'm saying here. If you look back at the initial suggestions that we saw in the Achronim, that's you could point to two extremes. You have Shlomo Eger. Who says, look, you don't make a Shechianu because Kiddushin is a Hechsher mitzvah. Okay? So he wants to deny that there's any mitzvah at the time of the Kiddushin, and that's why you're not making a Shechianu. Okay? That's one extreme. The other extreme is to say, look, there is a mitzvah. The mitzvah is in full force, but there's some like epistemic uncertainty about, you know, is the wedding going to turn out well or not? Right? There's a suffix in the simcha. Okay, those are two extremes here. I'm trying to pave here, again, a middle path. Where, look, I don't want to say like a Shlomo Eger that there's no mitzvah here. There is a mitzvah. Let's say like that Kiddushin is a mitzvah, Nisuin is a mitzvah, Gilas mitzvah is a mitzvah, fine. But it's the nature of these mitzvos that each individual mitzvah is pointing or is contingent on something else that's going to come. Right? It's like a mitzvah almost has like a momentum. Right, so the mitzvah of Kiddushin is pointing towards the Nisuin. The mitzvah of Nisuin is pointing towards, let's say, the Shana Rishon or the Peruvu. Right? So different from Rav Shlomo Eger. I think it's compatible with saying that there's a mitzvah. It's also different from Rav Yehuda Engel, because we're not saying it's about the uncertainty of the chasen and kala under the chuppah. It's not saying that they don't know. It's just the nature of how the chalos ishus is created over time. Right? That's where the forward-looking issue comes in. Right? It's built into the nature of the mitzvah of ishus, not some external consideration of their certainty at the time of the wedding. I think it's like a different way of looking at it. So that's a suggestion of why we don't make a shachianu. And it just builds nicely off like the analysis that we've had until now about the different stage of the ishus. Okay, so we'll pick up next week maybe with I thought maybe we'll do Shivas Me'am Mishta and Shana Rishona. So either we'll do that, or we'll do talk about the Shoshvinin, the Asara issue. Well, we'll see. We'll figure it out. Okay. Welcome back to everyone.